When he revealed his budget plan last month, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed permitting 3 casinos upstate and allowing the new gaming commission to recommend some specific locations. Some legislative leaders met with Cuomo last week about the casino plan. Some recommended that at least one license be reserved for southern New York. Rochester has often talked about a casino for downtown. The Catskills and Lake George have also been mentioned as casino sites. Local officials left Saratoga Springs Wednesday for a junket to the state capitol, where they met with Cuomo administration officials in the interest of getting their city to the front of the line. Joanne Yepsen, county supervisor for Saratoga Springs, arranged the meeting.
I set this up with the governor's office because obviously horse racing is everything to our Saratoga local economy. And the gaming revenue stream from VLTs that currently feeds the industry is absolutely critical. We would like the same revenue stream from potential casinos that will be built around New York State to also feed the industry to keep our horse racing strong, both harness tracks and the thoroughbred tracks in Saratoga Springs. We think also that Saratoga makes a lot of sense for New York State fiscally. We are a destination location packaged with many other assets. It would be a horrible mistake for the state to spread the fiscal health of the potential revenue so thin that everyone loses. New York State needs to build on the current money makers around the state and successes, and we think that in Saratoga.
Saratoga Springs Mayor Scott Johnson says Wednesday's meeting with the governor's racing and gaming advisor, Bennett Liebman, was the first in-person advocacy to have a full-fledged casino be built in the city.
We asked questions such as, you know, what's the timeline? What can we expect on this? Any more details forthcoming? Any amendments to what we already know in terms of, for example, is there any chance of actually naming the sites prior to the voters being asked to pass or reject this full measure in November? And unfortunately, much of the things still remain undetermined or undecided. So that was not reassuring. But on the other hand, we heard some very positive things in terms of recognizing that we have been a great success here in Saratoga since 2004. And it appears that the state will be probably dividing into regions that will be selected for eventual casino sites if approved. And by doing so, I think that really puts Saratoga almost as a prohibitive favorite for the capital region.
A constitutional amendment passed last year by the legislature would allow New York to build 7 casinos. If Cuomo's plan is to move forward, state lawmakers would need to approve the constitutional amendment again. And then voters would vote on it come November. Saratoga Casino and Raceway has already spent over $1 million drawing up expansion plans to include a full casino gambling facility. Johnson and Yepsen affirmed that Saratoga is positioned to generate new revenue for the state very quickly because it already has racetracks and a racino. Calls for comment to the governor's office were not returned. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.